Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks. Cal Hunter is our producer, and Todd Kunin. We are hanging out here, having a good time. It is the 14th of October, 2023. It is getting closer and closer and closer to the spooky time. I kind of like Halloween for some reason. My ghoulish self loves to walk around and see the fun decorations. And I don't care what anybody says. Growing up in the 60s and 70s as a kid and having to go around trick-or-treating, the amount of decorations and quality of decorations has clearly increased. I was at Home Depot the other day. It was probably about, you know, a month ago. And they were just coming out with the new spooky creatures you can buy that are automated, you know. It is amazing how
like
scary.
Those inflated goblins?
No, not
like
the inflated ones. Okay. The real, like, the ones that have the mechanical moves and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They are getting absolutely detailed and scarier and spookier. And, I mean, that's like animation, you know, from 15, 20 years ago. This was like $100,000 animation stuff that you now get for $195.
What did Disney call it? Audio animatronics. Remember the first when they had Abraham Lincoln moving around?
Yes, that's
like
true.
That's what they look like, don't they?
It's better, actually. And so I'm excited about it. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on Earth because, you know what, we love Radio Law Talk to teach you things. But remember, we're only talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. Do not use us as authority unless, when, Todd? When can they use us as authority?
Well, when you're sitting around the table at Thanksgiving time, which is coming up short, my favorite holiday, coming up shortly after the Halloween, but there or the water cooler at work. Do they still we have a water cooler? Yeah, they still have water coolers
we
at work. So yeah.
Okay. Well, that just remember that and call us at 855 Law Radio. You want to email us at info at radiolawtalk.com. Go to our Facebook page. That's where we post most of the time. Radio Law Talk. We're not super big posters on the other areas. We have Instagram, TikTok, we have all that stuff, but we don't post there other than Facebook. Let's remember the most important thing, and that is we're going to have Case or No Case today. We're a three-hour live show Pacific time. If you do not hear, if you can't hear us live or your friends want to hear us, just go to our website at radiolawtalk.com, and you can click on the live from your computer, your iPhone, your whatever, Android, whatever you have. Some important things I want to do, which is a shout-out. We have a new, and I don't tell you guys this because they just come into me and I work on this, and I usually don't have time to tell my co-host or Cal, but we have a new affiliate. God, we've been getting a lot of new ones because, was it last week we had Missouri, we had KWPM from Missouri. This week, KNUJ, 860 AM and 97.3 FM, Minnesota. And when I say Minnesota, there was about four or five different areas of Minnesota they cover, but Minnesota, again, KNUJ, 860 AM and 97.3 FM. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We really appreciate you joining the family. The family's growing. We're excited.
Thanks for giving your radio a little nudge on K-Nudge. Okay, all right, that's enough to say.
We're going to talk about Tesla's class action suit. Oh, my gosh. Well, it's not a class action yet, but they're proposing a class action, which, by the way, the courts did have a hearing on whether or not it could be a class action we're going to talk about. And why Tesla's being sued is very interesting.
It's if true, the behavior is shocking. but not.
Well exciting, too.
Yes, yes.
Shocking and exciting.
I think Tesla should have anticipated this, just knowing people in general.
Well, I think it's not just a Tesla thing anymore, because there's a lot of automated cars. Be careful what you do in your car. Not like the old days, Denise, hanging out in my car. Not looking at you, but I'm just saying.
Big Brother's watching.
She has no idea what you're talking about.
Denise, they don't have Polaroid cameras anymore.
No?
Mm-mm. So we got to be back in the old days. Fred, I got a Polaroid picture of you. Wait, here it comes. The picture's showing up.
It's funny that you say that, because my daughter right now is looking for and printing up all these old photos, but has to print it up so that it looks like a Polaroid. Has found the app
to
print
true.
A digital photo, but they print it with the quality to make it look like a Polaroid. It's like, well okay, we've kind of come
full circle. That's the latest thing, is to make it look like old movies and old videos. And it's kind of interesting. The apps that I use on my social media says you want to make it look like an old, a 9mm 1960s, 50s movie. Let me know, and we can do that stuff. So, anyway, we're also going to talk about Amber Heard. There's more about Amber Heard. I know it never ends.
This one is just funny.
I know. Some interesting facts about the trial are now coming out, and we're going to talk about that. So hang on to your hat. Lawyers are going to be watched closer because of one individual. Dumb individual, but clearly not smart in what he did. And now, believe it or not, the state bar is being sued, and the lawyers bring it on themselves. You know, it's like, so now you sue the state bar saying they didn't protect the people from these rogue lawyers, which, by the way, there's rogue everything in every profession. And just because a few rogue lawyers cause issues doesn't mean you got to just onerous things that the lawyers have to do now, and just what we have to do now with the with our trust funds and stuff is just onerous. We have an accounting department that kind of helps oversee that stuff, and it's like, oh my gosh, the process is just because of one guy.
And the lengths we have to go to on the show for rogue producers.
Right.
And board operators and engineers.
Yeah.
Just because it's true. All right, that's enough.
Just because he thinks he's a lawyer, but he's not. But anyway, he does say, I'm not a lawyer, but. Also, this is an interesting one. Kiss the Band is being sued. Why? It's a very, very interesting reason. And it's a dog whistle one. I'm like, what? And if this lawsuit goes forward and they win, the floodgates are going to open, my friends. The floodgates are open. We're going to talk also about Chad Daybell. He is facing his trial coming up. We're going to discuss that. Here we go. And then you've got about 10 or 12 other good cases and interesting lawsuits we will discuss. But the reason we're here, Cal, is everybody likes to enjoy the case or no case. Why don't you just set it up for us?
Let me give you a little tease here. Here's a kid who takes a cell phone to school. And if you're like me, when I took my little X-ray glasses to school, the teacher confiscated them and held them till the end of the year.
Ooh.
That's what a teacher wanted to do to a child's cell phone.
An X-ray. I was thinking about my little meme, the X-ray meme that you sent to me. I thought that's what he's talking about. The Superman X-ray meme. Go look it up someday. All right, we'll be back. We're going to do Case or No Case.
Case and No Case and much more Radio Law Talk are coming up. This is just the first break of the show, and we've got 4 breaks an hour and 3 hours total, so stick around. There's a lot of Radio Law Talk coming up. All you have to do is stay tuned. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984.
I have a problem.
Oh, stop it.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Houston, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. Isn't that the famous...
Yeah, but I cut the Houston off of it. I just wanted the...
have a problem.
In general, I thought it applied to the show. We just
have a problem. We have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. All right, Cal, let's go ahead and do that case.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Right.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Hey, how many points? Didn't we catch up points, Todd, on Denise last week?
Actually, I did the point structure already. Todd won.
I know. You got a lot of points last week.
And you were at 2, and Cal's at 2, and Todd is at 4.
Wow.
And started over.
And then last week, we had
scores last week.
I included that.
Todd, do you have a coin on you by any chance? If you just like a quarter or anything, you can just, if you've got one really quickly, this is great radio here. Just flip the coin. Tell me heads
or
tails.
I've got a guitar pick.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, heads or tails. The writing is the head
palm
side.
Palm tree is heads. Yeah. Nothing is tails.
And it's
tails.
Double points for this case or no case.
Okay, double points
today. Here we go. Just for this case.
All right, let's do it.
Colleen Winterhouse was 13 years of age in Omaha, Nebraska. She took her cell phone to her junior high school, as most kids do, but took it out while she was in her math class, pre-algebra. Her teacher, Mrs. Bautista, immediately took her phone from her and announced, "You students know we have a no phones in the classroom policy and zero tolerance. So I'm going to hold Colleen's phone until the end of the year. In fact, I'll run it to the principal's office during my break, and he can hold on to it until then." Colleen was embarrassed and ashamed. She was overcome by the excitement of having her new iPhone. When her mother tried to text her to pick her up, found out she couldn't reach her. She was apoplectic about that. When they got home, her dad was beside himself. He said, "Hey, I'm paying for the service for this phone. You can't hang on to it for a year. I've got expenses ongoing with it. Besides, it's personal property." So the question, Ms. Dirk, since you've been gone, you get to lead off today. Case or no case? Father says, "I'm going to sue the school for the phone service and for theft, taking the property."
Okay, that sounds like a very, very, very good scenario.
Thank you.
And in fact, that used to happen. We didn't have cell phones when we were in school, but if you brought something you weren't supposed to take to school,
Denise,
they would confiscate it.
Denise, we did. It was 2 Dixie cups and a string, and I got mine taken away many times because Breda Felcher in the back. What's the first Felcher's name? I can't remember. Breda Felcher's name in the back, and I would talk on the phone together.
That's a legit last name.
No, you Felcher. Okay. Haven't you watched Dumb and Dumber? It's something Felcher was the girl that. Oh, come on. Watch Dumb and Dumber.
It's just great. I love that movie. It's so
funny. Breda,
that's the title of my life.
Don't you know the scene when they're sitting in the tub and he talks about his girlfriend that he lost and there's something Felcher? I think it's Breda. Sorry, Denise.
No, that's all right. You gave me time to think.
I know. I'm doing that for you. I'm helping you.
I think if they confiscated a cell phone, because it's valuable, it could be $400 or $500 value, if it's a new Apple or whatever it is, I think that there could be a suit. But would you really get a suit, or would you just get an attorney, do a demand letter, and get it back, right? So I think this is a scenario, but I don't think it's a case.
Okay. Fred Penny, what say you?
Well, a couple of things. The first thing is the schools do have rights to take things. There are... I don't know all the laws, but there's laws where the school does have jurisdiction over some of the students' things, and there's rules and regulations that they're allowed to do. Now, what threw me is they kept it for a year. That's what threw me in this whole scenario. If he said, "Oh, they just kept it and gave it back to her later," then I would say, okay, that's something normal. But the fact that they said they kept it for a year is, to me, not reasonable. Therefore, I'm going with Denise. It's not a case. It's a scenario because I don't see a school keeping it for a whole year.
Before you say final answer, I want you all to know this was a private school, and the students and parents had signed a contract allowing for this particular confiscatory policy to be on the books. So anyway, I just want to make sure you knew that.
Oh, for the 1 year, they can hold it for a year?
Till the end of the year, yeah.
Oh, till the end of the year. Okay, well, that's a different fact. Those are different facts.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay,
Denise, I'm sorry.
Do you want to change?
No change.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to stick with Denise.
Todd Kunin, what do you think?
Well, just as to that last point that you brought, I'm pretty certain that the policy that the school makes everybody sign is a take it or leave it. The students and the parents probably have zero rights or ability to negotiate the individual terms of that. So if that were ever negotiated or that became an issue, I could see that specific keeping it for a year being deemed to be overly restrictive and onerous, and maybe that provision would ultimately be struck down and they would get their phone back. If this ended up being a case, I think that it's a scenario, but I do not believe that this is a case. Cal, you could be getting some points.
And double.
Wow, that's
hey,
right.
Here we go.
Double points. Maybe that's it. So
the negative thing is that none of us are going to make any headway, the three of us.
And because we only have a couple of minutes left here, I want to stretch this out a little bit.
Yeah.
First, I'm serious. Mrs. Erickson in third grade in Oakley, Idaho, I had those little X-ray glasses with the little holes poked in the middle, you know, ordering the comic book.
Yeah.
I put those babies on first minute in class to see if I could see Susie Parkinson from a distance. No way, man.
Oh.
She saw them, took them, and they stayed in the drawer for the whole year.
You know, I think what's going on here, Cal, can I interrupt you?
Yeah,
this is a therapy unit for you.
It is.
This is therapy for Cal Hunter on Radio Law Talk.
I'm not afraid to admit it.
We're going a full therapy session here in Oakley, Idaho.
But wasn't that back in the era where the principal could also paddle students?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, things have changed a little bit.
With the holes in the paddle.
Oh, yeah, it was
right?
not uncommon for some students that I might know.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you want. I wonder if that is kind of should be happening nowadays. Well, oh, my gosh, Fred's for corporal punishment.
Well,
some of these kids might need to be whipped, huh?
I don't know. So,
the old days. I don't know, man.
A little fear never hurt anyone.
That may be going on, but not necessarily as punishment.
The worst part about it is when your dad made you go get the paddle.
Yep.
Or ours was the stick. Yep. Son, go get the stick. What? You're making me my own punishment? Go get it?
Yep. Dad and principal both said the same thing. Grab your ankles.
Oh, man.
Ate that.
Yeah. We'll be back after this. That got a little bit deep there.
Oh, boy. We will be back with the answer to the case or no case after this break. Right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. Local stations. Bottom of the hour news break is coming up. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
News update. Explosions heard in Gaza as fighting continues into a second day this Saturday after the Israel-Hamas truce ends. Hamas still holding over 100 Israelis hostage. The IDF says more than 400 targets hit in Gaza in the past 24 hours since the truce expired. And as for getting aid into Gaza, John Kirby with the National Security Council.
Looks like we're going to be able to resume it, probably in terms of dozens of trucks versus hundreds of trucks. That's a good sign.
The first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has passed away. She was 93 years old and was suffering from advanced dementia. In other news, Vice President Kamala Harris arriving in Dubai for the COP28 Climate Summit. President Biden and China's President Xi opting to skip this event, the focus cutting fossil fuels and tackling climate change. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, what's your problem, bro? You don't belong in this neighborhood, and we're doing our job checking it out.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, just an anecdotal Quick Quack Car Wash. We appreciate them. They are a sponsor of ours. But yeah, that actual little tidbit, a little commercial of theirs, it's kind of fun. It's the owner's children of Quick Quack. One of the original founders, about three or four of them that originally founded Quick Quack. And that is the one of the original guys and his children.
Recorded right here in our studio, the kids portion. One other interesting thing, they are doing a promotion where they're giving away some cash to try to make a difference up in Northern California, far Northern California, just to find some family that needs some help. And they're bless their lives. So that's really cool.
Yeah, Quick Quack does wonderful things for the community, and they are growing. I remember at one time they were growing, Cal. I guess, is there rules we have to say this was a commercial?
No.
This is not a commercial. But they were growing, I believe, two new Quick Quacks per month.
Wow.
And I believe there are much faster than that now they're growing. They're everywhere, all over the western United States. And
my mom loves them, too.
It's easy.
She's just like a member. She takes it in. They clean the car.
Yeah, just done.
Yeah.
She loves it. All right, Cal,
tell us who's right.
Let's get the answer to case or no case.
Remind us.
Okay, the setup is Colleen Waterhouse. An eighth grader took her phone to math class. Teacher confiscated it. Parent signed a contract, said, you mess up in class, bring unauthorized items into class, the school can hold it for a year. So they took her phone and said, we're going to hold it for a year. Now, Todd said, did you say, what was your answer to that?
I said, probably a scenario, but no case.
And Denise, you said?
Same.
And Fred, you said?
Fred.
Well,
same.
Good job, you guys. You got me.
Oh, Cal, you couldn't get it. You could have nailed it.
I know. I was right there. But the lawyer did advise Dad to call the police and file a theft report if he wanted to. Dad said, nah, how about we go in and work this out? So they caused Colleen to work in the cafeteria to earn $45 a month to pay the phone service charges. Then she got her phone back with a promise to never put it back in class again. But if she did, she would lose it for the rest of the year. So everybody wins. If you want to be reasonable, there's always a way out, and that's what happened.
Nice, nice.
Next hour, the story of Connie Ruel, who needed a new laptop and got a surprise when she opened the box. That's next on Case or No Case.
We can talk more about Cal's therapy, what he had to go through back in Idaho, too. That could be Radio Law Talk / therapy.
Poor Mrs. Erickson. God rest her soul. Anyway, all right.
You know what? Okay, so you're driving a Tesla. I'm not a Tesla guy. Now, the person that's kind of the closest to the Tesla person is to our right, and that's Denise Dirks. Loves the electric cars. She's got a cute little electric car. What's a Hyundai?
No, it's a Ford Bolt with a
Ford
B.
Ford Bolt. Chevy.
Oh, sorry. Chevy. It's a Chevy.
Oh, she doesn't know. She knows she's driving.
It's brand new.
I have the Ford plug-in hybrid.
Yeah. So you got a Chevy Bolt.
And then I also have a Lexus hybrid. So I have two electric vehicles.
Yeah, you're into the... I'm into the guzzle as much gas as you can.
Fred and I are in the same boat.
Let's guzzle some gas. But anyway, Denise, does yours have cameras in it and stuff?
It has backup cameras.
I think it's got cameras. I think it's got cameras to look at you to determine whether or not you're driving or letting... Can you let the steering wheel go on yours?
No.
Oh, yours is not one of those.
Mine's not automatic like that. But
okay.
It does, if you get too close to the car in front of you, it does stop you.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Tesla does have cameras everywhere, and apparently... There have been there were some interviews. Was it which magazine interviewed these former employees of Tesla? Was it like
Reuters?
Reuters.
Yeah, they interviewed some of the former Tesla employees who said. Now this is they're saying again. The company is not agreeing. This was that they were able to look at some of the video footage that was. Inside the car. I know that there are a lot of these new self-driving cars. There's cameras that look at the driver to see if they're looking away or if they don't have their hands on the steering wheel.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it'll remind you, you know, put your hands on the steering wheel.
Mine does that.
It reminds you. So there, just think these videos being taken of you in the car. And you have a nice date that night and want to park and look at the sunset at a place that Todd and I know where people do that.
The eclipse, friend.
Maybe going to the drive-in movies.
Can do that. Or maybe you just like to do things in the car on the way to Walmart. I don't know. But
you mean solitary?
Confinement? I don't know. Anyway,
for the record, I just want it known that I am being intentionally silent on this last portion of
Denise,
no admissions
of potential things.
And the censors, thank you.
So what's happened is there's been a lawsuit in San Francisco filed against them by an individual that's saying, hey, you are taking videos of me and passing them around. And not just that, there's children in there that are arguing that you're looking at, and you don't have permission. That's all private stuff, supposedly. And so they're trying to make it a class action suit. But just recently, the judge told the plaintiffs that no, you signed something that says you have to go to arbitration.
Oh.
And so they're now going. They're set to arbitration. Guess what the argument would be for them? Well, the children didn't sign anything for that, and they're the ones that they're being watched also. But I believe when you buy a Tesla car, you know there's cameras watching you the whole time. So I think their argument is, well, we know there's cameras, but we didn't know it'd be disseminated throughout Tesla's employees, and they would look at it and laugh or do whatever. I'm not saying they're doing this, but their allegations are passing around privileged stuff that is inappropriate to pass around.
And certainly people would have a certain expectation of privacy in the privacy of their car.
And that was the allegation. It started with the news article, and then the news article led to a lawsuit, and then we have the recent ruling by the judge. But that was the allegation in the article that's in the lawsuit, is that the employees, when they find a video or a picture that was, let's say, of what somebody would think would be interest among others, it got passed around, not for legitimate purposes, not for business purposes, and there are some legitimate purposes that we passed around. For example, did you know that Tesla has their own insurance company? I mean, they have Tesla insurance.
Huh.
And sometimes, so if they get in an accident, they don't have farmers, they don't have others, there's Tesla insurance. Well, I can see why having video of the accident would be a legitimate purpose, coming from the vehicle to show what people were doing and stuff like that. That's a legitimate purpose. But what? To pass it around because, hey, check out this one. Check out this picture here for the entertainment value of the employees is beyond the pale.
All I got to say is if I had a Tesla and they took the videos from me, they'd be going, oh, pass the coffee, please. It would be the most boring. Maybe a couple nose picks they'd catch, but other than that, I'm not sure. But
a little booger mining?
Am I flicking outside the window? Did I say that? Look, this was based on the interview. There's 9 former employees they interviewed. Now, 9 is not very many compared to the amount of employees, but I'll put money on it. These were disgruntled employees somehow that decided to, do something about something that they're alleging. And by the way, it's an allegation. It might have just been they were passing them around and for, for reasons of, maybe entertainment, maybe just to, for, what do you call that? Do they say we're recording this for the purpose of training?
For training.
Training.
You know, what?
So maybe it's for training.
One of the interesting things I saw in there was, okay, so do you remember the James Bond movie, the one where they had that Lotus that was also a submarine that came
yes.
out of the water?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So one of the pictures that was passed around looked like that car, and it was in a garage somewhere.
Hmm.
Now, the curious thing about that is that Elon Musk was known to have actually purchased that car, the one used in the film, and it was his own property. So the question here was, did somebody access a camera on a vehicle that Elon had in his own garage? And so that was sort of a, boy, he's the owner of the company. Could he be a potential plaintiff in his suit for having his information accessed?
Get ready for a nasty post on X about that, huh?
Yes, yes,
maybe.
Yes.
Well, anyway, so we're going to be following this to find out what they have, what videos. Nowadays, though, look at our society. Is there anything we can do without being videoed? She's like, no. I mean, everything is videoed. It's just, and between you and I and the fence post, that's what my daddy and grandpa used to always say. The situation is very clear that usually it's one-sided. They're videoing just a certain part. They didn't video the aftermath or what happened before, right? So we'll be back after this with more about Amber Heard. Oh, Amber Heard. I don't care what you guys say about her. I think she's attractive.
And in case you're wondering, there is no video of Radio Law Talk. That's the one thing. So stay tuned. There's more audio coming up on your best radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back. Just don't go away.
This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
In and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, we're back. Radio Law Talk. We're not never sure when we're back and not back, but we're mentally back. Amber Heard. So here's the interesting thing about it. The Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, here we go. Everyone's like, oh. We're going to talk about just released information that was behind the scenes, stuff that wasn't admitted or never came out. That was released, and just a couple of you guys, I've been doing all the talking. Tell us some of the things that were released that were very, very interesting.
Well, one of the big ones, and if you recall, when the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing first broke, there was a lot of people that wanted her removed from Aquaman 2 that was supposed to be filming close to the time, and a lot of people were concerned about that. And one of her arguments at the trial was that her career had suffered as a result of statements and press put out by Johnny Depp and his reps and stuff. So one of the allegations that came out after the trial has come out recently that were documents passed back and forth is an allegation that Jason Momoa, now he is the guy who plays Aquaman, big guy, got his start in Game of Thrones as Khal Drogo, Lenny Kravitz's ex-wife.
Yes.
She was also Lisa Bonet. Yes,
yeah.
Who was on the Cosby Show back she was younger. So, Momoa, Amber Heard alleges, would come to the set trying to imitate and dress like Johnny Depp just to get under her skin. He wore all the rings. He wore his hair the same way. Now look, nobody in their right mind is ever going to look at Jason Momoa and Johnny Depp, even if they were dressed identically, and mistake one for the other. That's just not going to happen. And I wonder how much he really put into that. But the allegation was that she was trying to that he was trying to get under her skin, so to speak. And she's also alleging that he was trying to get her removed. Momoa is trying to get her removed from the movie. And the most recent allegation, this movie's coming out in December of this year, most recent allegation is that when it does come out, you'll see that her screen time has been significantly cut down. And part of it is because there's no chemistry between Momoa and Amber Heard, and they're supposed to be love interests in the film. So you can see why that might be a problem. If I'm Amber Heard and I've got to do an intimate scene with Jason Momoa, and he's sitting there acting like and dressing like the guy that I just got through with a trial with, it was very traumatic. I can see how it would be very difficult to be in a scene like that. But those are one of the allegations that came out, probably the biggest one.
That's kind of
interesting. Yeah, and then apparently at the time she was dating Elon Musk. And Elon Musk wrote a nasty letter to the Warner DC and told him, you know, whatever he told him in that letter, complaining about how they were treating or how Amber was getting treated on the side.
I think these allegations, though, are coming from what she told the psychiatrist or psychologist.
Yes.
So we got to mention it, but with
the therapist.
The therapist. So this is what she's saying. We don't have those actual documents, but we've got, at least that's what she was telling the therapist.
And the references,
but how does that getting out publicly?
Well, that's it. The references to those things are coming out in legal documents that were filed in the trial.
Got it.
In motions that referenced communications with her therapist. Because you remember, there was an allegation to bring a lot of things in, and some stuff was kept out. And look, if you're putting in a motion, this should be presented, and this should be presented. You have to tell the court what it is that you want to have presented, and that's why this information is there, because it's part of a legal document as their motion to try to have it admitted into evidence, and we never heard it in the trial, which would tend to indicate it was excluded.
I wonder why it popped up now and how it got released now. I don't know. There's just some things popping up. Anyway, it'll never die. That case will never die. We're just like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. There's just some cases that just will not end. It's just, I don't know how else Radio Law Talk would continue. We'd have to shut the doors if it wasn't for those two. All right, let's talk about Gavin Newsom. This is California. He's a California governor. It's not about Gavin Newsom. It's about him just signing a law. Now, let me tell you, there's a guy by the name of Girardi. I was Girardi. Wasn't his name Girardi? The
Tom
lawyer,
Girardi.
Tom Girardi. Now, he was married to one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And apparently he has done a lot of bad things, as in taking clients' money. It was an allegation. Haven't they found it was true?
Oh, it's found it.
Yeah.
And he's being sued.
But
got disbarred.
Yeah, got disbarred. But he has some mental condition now. He's kind of losing it, I think. Denise is smiling. That's what they're claiming.
That's what he's claiming, and they're finding, the state itself is finding that he's not diminished.
finished.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
So there's things going back and forth about him. And did they get? Are they still married or not? I don't know.
No, they got divorced.
And so here's why am I bringing that up now? This lawyer has caused more damage than anyone, because it was a big case. It was a high-profile case. More damage to the legal profession in California, I think, than anyone else.
Yeah.
And why do I say that? Well, look, it did hurt the community for what he did of taking clients' money and keeping it. That's terrible. But then what happens is all the lawyers in California now have to suffer. So what happened is a lot of the individuals that he took money from that he now can't pay back, of course, lawyers shooting themselves in the foot, have hired lawyers to sue the State Bar of California to say they should have protected the community better from these type of rogue lawyers. So guess what the State Bar is doing? They are now coming down with deeper, harder, more regulations of the lawyers. I was like, great, great. No, a lot of it is just the majority of the lawyers, I'm telling you, vast majority are honest, hardworking people, right? And doing what's best for their clients. Like any other profession, there are individuals that are bad. And I get it that do the best you can. We're going to do what we can to protect the clients, as in the bar. But now, so they're changing the regulations now where you have to, there's more reporting requirements for the your trust fund. And what it is, just so you, those of you who don't understand how this works, when there's a case that settles or money that settles, I'm going to talk about a personal injury case, it goes into the attorney-client trust fund. It's a trust fund that is overseen by the State Bar. Your bank has a special set-aside, you know, account that those monies go into, and everything is dispersed on that case through that account, and the State Bar can see that account. And so now there's more deeper regulations about those accounts. Now the latest thing is Governor Newsom, California is the first one, at least that we know of, has signed a bill that now the largest state bar says that if you as a lawyer, we have to speak up if we find someone's involved in treason, rebellion, or insurrection. By the way, whatever that means, according to the federal law. Now, the positive thing is, I'm going to talk about the positive thing about that when we come back. I want to bring it back hour two and talk about it. There's a positive thing about that that we want to discuss. But so now we have to say, we have to basically be, what do they call, brown coats? Go find people and for treason, rebellion, and insurrection and turn them in? I mean, I don't know of anyone, but, you know, I'm worried about...
You don't
about,
know Eastman personally?
We'll be back hour two. We'll discuss this more. I know you guys care about talking about lawyers. We'll be back.
Number two of Radio Law Talk comes up at 6 minutes, and if your local radio station doesn't carry the show, just jump over to RadioLawTalk.com and you can find it there, streaming all at no charge. This is Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.